Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Home of Misfits, where everybody belongs because, let's be honest, we're all are a misfit somewhere because we don't all fit in every single box that is out there that was created. And so we're all misfits, and some of us fit better than others, and some of them misfit more than others. So, but at the end of the day, we all belong together, and we all, we're not alone, you know. And I built the Home of Misfits not because I had it all figured out, far from it. You know, I built it because I didn't feel like I fit in. Growing up, I never really fit. I mean, friends, far and few between, you know, and then I made friends, and then I lost the friends. And like most people, I internalized, you know, it's like, what's wrong with me? You know, am I so unlovable? I mean, yeah. I mean, growing up, some of you may know, some of you may not know, but I grew up thinking it's like, if my own mother can't love me and won't love me, who can? You know, so that may have been a part of the whole not fitting in anywhere and trying so hard to belong. And I put on masks. Can you relate to that? You know, trying to fit in. So it's like you put on this mask to fit in this group, and you put on another mask to fit in another group. But all along, something is just off. It's just like at the end of the day, like, okay, I still don't belong. I don't fit anywhere. What's wrong with me? But here's the thing, there's really nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, and it misfits. And a lot of times people are like, well, I'm not a misfit, and they get all offended by the name. But it's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, misfit simply means you do not fit into whatever box and form or whatever was created. You know, so we're not conforming. I mean, we're not, there's not one size fits all. You know, that's why I think if they changed the label to go, one size fits most now. Well, I always laugh. It's like, well, I'm not most, so it doesn't fit. But that's okay. You know, and it's like being a misfit is actually not a bad thing. You know, because we see things like from the outside looking in, because we never really, well, when I say we, I say me, okay? Because I don't know about everybody else. I just can talk about me. And when I was like, well, this is weird. These people are weird. You know, it's like, because you can kind of like look at them from the outside in, if that makes any sense. So, but this is really how this whole thing came about, because it's like, I didn't feel like I belonged. And the more I opened up with people and talked to people, the more I realized it's like, wait a minute, I'm not alone. And I let them know they're not alone. And you are not alone. And it's like, wow, there's this commonality. It's like people are like, well, I don't really fit in. I don't fit in my family. I don't fit in my circle of friends. I don't fit into, I did a lot of networking before COVID. And it's just, I mean, I did it because, you know, business and everything. And it's like, you know, that's what was expected. And I did it. And I put on the business clothes, and I put on this mask, I put on this whole facade, but it's like, it wasn't really me. It wasn't me. It's just like, this is just not right. Now I'm like, you know what? I'm me. This is how I am. This is who I am. This is how I show up, you know? And here's the thing. Once you show up as authentically you, the right people will gravitate to you. That is so amazing. And I mean, I was told that many times before, but I never really connected the dots, so to speak. Because I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, and it's like, yeah, but if I mean, I'm trying this, I'm doing this, and I'm trying so hard to fit in, but I don't fit in, I don't get accepted for whatever reasons, you know, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, nothing is wrong with me. It's just like, this is not my crowd. This is not, because I am not authentically me, and I'm not showing up as authentic me. So, and once I stopped playing those games, once I stopped trying to fit in, and I'm just like, now I'm showing up as me. And my thing is, it's like, love it or leave it, right? It's a little drastic, I know, but at the end of the day, I can look at myself in the mirror and I can say, hey, today was a good day. I was true to me. And once you're true to yourself, everything else kind of falls into place. It's really interesting how that works. So understand there's nothing wrong with you. Different is not broken. It's not. You are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You just haven't fit your people, found your people yet, or the group yet. And it's like, and if you can't find them, create them. I've done that, So that's why I started the Home of Misfits, because it's like I was looking for my people. And and they're finding us. So it's really awesome. We're not alone. And the other thing too is like, again, it's like once I started showing up as me and unapologetically me. That doesn't mean all of a sudden you become rude and obnoxious and everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, it's like things that align with me, or things that align with you, the group of people that aligns with you, the businesses that align with you, the anything that aligns with you. If something is off, listen to your gut. For the longest time, I ignored my instincts. It's like something fell off and I just like poo-pooed on it. I was like, well, that's just me. It's like I'm just weird and blah, blah. Again, internalizing it. But here's the thing, my gut and your heart, they never lie to you. We just learn to ignore them and not listen to them. So it's like, start listening to that. It's like when that feeling of something feels off, something is off. It's like, you're not making up. No, you're not imagining it. You may not be able to put your finger on it, but it's like, if something feels off, it's like, okay, step back. It's like, take a break from it. Tell people, it's like, and you know what? Something's not right now. And that's just like, I need a break. And that's okay until you can figure out what it is. And it's like, is this really who I want to align with? Is this really my people? This is my tribe, And I know I ramble a little bit because that's my TISM brain. But it's all good. It's all good. Just be you. Just be you. We do have a Facebook group. It's a Home of Misfits, the Open Living Room. You can find it at Facebook at Happiness Matters, actually. And come join us. Come join us. It's like this is your home. Show up as you are. There's no advertising in there. It's just like there's some funnies in there, and we talk about it. If you have something that's on your mind and you need some help with or whatever, just come in and post and ask the questions. Or if you're more comfortable, you can message me directly. You can always reach out to us at Home of Misfits at the Facebook, or go to homeofmisfits.com, our website. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can fill out a little thingy there, book an appointment and be on the show. And it's just like, it's really important to let others know they're not alone. You're not alone. You're never alone. And different isn't broken. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just a different operating system. It's like you cannot run an iOS on a Windows computer. It's just, I mean, you probably could or vice versa, but it's still clunky and that's just something's off, And that's just be you. Be you. Be, I mean, and you're always welcome at the Home of Misfits. Because we all are misfits, And the sooner we all embrace it and acknowledge it, the easier life is. That's something I found out. So yeah, anyway. So join us again next week. I have another guest next week. And then remember, different isn't broken. You belong here. We don't need any masks or anything, just show up as you are. And you are amazing, just as you are. And until next week, we'll see you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.